morning we're looking at Psalm 135. And Matthew Henry says about this psalm, he says, "The subject matter of praise is the blessings of grace flowing from the everlasting love of God." Amen. I have to agree with that. J. Vernon McGee, I'm going to read you quite a little thing that he says. And I just, you know, so many times, I don't know, maybe some of you have heard J. Vernon McGee over the years. And, you know, he's been around a long, long time. And some of the stuff he has to say, he's not classical, sophisticated preacher, but everything he says, he knows what he's talking about. And it's just kind of down to earth, and I just kind of like the guy. This is a hallelujah psalm. It begins with "Praise ye the Lord," and it ends with "Praise ye the Lord." In it, Israel praises God for the deliverance of the past. It is a great call to praise God. We do not say enough that God is good. Pastor just said it. God is good. Amen? Mm-hmm. We don't say it enough. My friend, have you told anyone today that God is good?
Yes.
Have you told anybody? Tell somebody right now. Turn to somebody and say,
God
is good.
God is good.
God is good, man. He's good. He's good.
God is good.
Oh, I just love it when I tell you to do this, because you're looking at me so seriously as I begin to talk. And then when you interrelate one with another and say those precious words, God is good, every one of you has a smile on your face. Amen. Amen. That's what it's all about. "Whatsoever the Lord pleases, that he did in heaven and in earth and the seas and all the deep places." The psalmist compares the living God with idols then in the psalm. My friend, you are going to be like your God. What do you worship? You worship something. It could be gold or silver. It doesn't even have to be in the shape of an image or an idol either. It could be the Seahawks or the Colts or the... That's the only two teams I can think of. Giants! Only teams I can think of right now. Anyway, whatever your God is, that's what you worship, and you will become like your God. It's a good idea to worship the true God. Amen. We ought to bless his name. He's worthy to be praised. This is a tremendous psalm. And J. Vernon McGee, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It is a tremendous psalm. It has the word praise in it 10 times. In some translations, they stick another one in, and I counted in a couple of translations, it says 11 times. But praise God. Praise God. And this praise that they're talking about is the hallel, and that means to make a clear sound, to praise verbally and make the sound clear that you really are praising God. That's the clarity that this nation needs these days, isn't it? That's the clarity that we need in our own lives. So let's be lifted this morning in worship. Let's be lifted to a different realm. Things haven't been so good here, okay? Let's go up to the next realm, and let's enter into that pleasant place with God. Let's enter into his praises, because he inhabits that place and he wants to be there. So let's stand and let's say together the first 3 verses of this psalm out of the New Living Bible. Praise the Lord.
Praise
him.
In the name of the Lord.
Praise him, you who serve the Lord. You who serve in the house of the Lord. In the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Celebrate his lovely name
with music.